Hey everyone, just wanted to let you know that I've gotten recently and I'm really enjoying my Quick Shot Vantage from FleshJack. It's a good budget way to get into FleshJacks if you've been thinking about it. Mine didn't cost too much. It's open-ended at each end, so you can let your finish fly. I'm looking forward to using one end for myself and one end for a bait buddy, if that takes your fancy as well. There's a link in the episode description if you want to get yourself a Quick Shot Vantage. I got one recently and I'm already enjoying it often and enjoying it considerably. Follow the link in the episode description to get your own Quick Shot Vantage from FleshJack. If you want to get the most out of your bait
and be proud about it,
you've come to the right podcast.
It's time for the latest tips, tricks, and news to make you a better baiter.
I'm Liam Williams.
And I'm bait mate Sean.
It's time for the Proud Baiters Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Proud Baiters Podcast. It's back, Liam Williams, me as a solo episode again with a bit more advice this time. I wanted to follow along from my most recent episode by talking about yourself again. I've already suggested that you take any advice that you get on your journey to becoming a better baiter with a grain of salt, and I think it's important to do that in all cases. But there's something else I want you to keep in mind while you take the advice and do the work to become a better baiter. That is to take that advice and make it work for you. It's true that most people giving advice on any topic are probably going to be more experienced than you. That's what makes you want to approach them as a mentor or a source of advice. It should also be the case that the people you are going to for advice have experience not only in the practice you want to improve on, but also in the practice of giving advice. For me, they are the two major elements that I look for when seeking advice from anyone on any topic. You can try to find experts in any area, and they are certainly out there. But if you think about experts in other areas where people seek self-improvement, they fall into two categories for me: qualified and unqualified. If you're looking to make improvements in your mental health, you have two options: chat to your mate who's been through the shit you've been through, or chat to a psychologist or therapist. I think when it comes to baiting, there's no different. There are qualified people and unqualified people. I don't have any formal qualifications in sexuality, no psychology degree majoring sexual health. I still haven't even finished the coaching qualification I started in 2023. So I put myself in the unqualified category. But there are certainly qualified people out there. There are therapists and psychologists focused on sexual health. They are valuable when it comes to working through the mental side of the baiting equation. They're good for dealing with shame or guilt, anything that's deep-seated in your mind. If you have anything you would consider a major blockage that is stopping you from living your life as a happy baiter, or a happy sexual person for that matter, I would recommend seeking that kind of professional assistance. But that's not what you're here for. You're here to listen to someone talk about baiting positively, someone who offers their views on your favorite hobby and can give you tips and tricks to improve yourself as a baiter and get more out of the time you're spending with yourself. Myself, Sean, and most of the guests on this podcast are not qualified experts in terms of a piece of paper, but we have knowledge that we are excited to pass on to enthusiastic baiters and guys who are looking to get more into the baiter community and become better baiters. I have experience both as a baiter and as a giver of advice. Before I started the Proud Baiters podcast, I hosted a mental health podcast, helping guys with their mental health by sharing my stories and the stories of others, teasing out the lessons from these experiences, and presenting advice to help guys improve. In 2024, I want to kind of apply this formula to the Proud Baiters podcast and build it in two ways. There'll be plenty of tips and advice for guys who want to take their established baiterhood and improve it, but I'm really keen to get to the guys who are just realizing that baiting is a big part of their life, or at least they want baiting to be a bigger part of it. But while I have that experience, that knowledge, and some would say that expertise, it still all comes from a personal space. That is to say, it comes from my personal experience. The things I've done, the things I've read, and the things I've encountered over my journey to being the beta that I am. So I encourage you as a listener of the podcast looking to improve your beta-ness to take that into consideration. The guy you're listening to is a late 30s Australian gay guy, a guy who went to a Christian-based school, who didn't have great internet access until his late teens, a guy who is married in an open relationship, but he's fairly settled in his personal life with a good group of mostly straight friends. A guy who's had mental health struggles in the past, but a guy who's done a lot of work on self-improvement over the last decade. A guy who's a proud beta, but also a dom top. A guy who's a musician, but also loves watching and playing sports. I say all of that to give you an idea of who you're listening to, but also to give you a chance to compare your position to mine. I'm yet to meet anyone through this podcast who ticks all of those boxes. Sean's probably the closest, but there are so many ways in which he and I differ. So there will be cases where my advice is completely relevant to you. If you're a single guy living alone, the episode I've got coming up about talking to your partner about being a proud beta won't resonate. My episode on shame may hit differently for you if, like a few members of our Discord server, your dad gave you a very bait-positive version of the talk in your early teens. For me, the first I heard a family member mention masturbation was when my brother joked about it 2 or 3 years ago. All this is to say that while you're taking this advice with a grain of salt, take this advice and also connect it to your own experience. You don't need to follow what I or any beta advisor may say to the letter. Take what is said and frame it in what do I want. I'm going to do an episode about beta goal setting soon, and that's certainly worth keeping in mind when it comes to taking advice. The beta tracking group for 2024 just discussed the leaderboard that I added to the spreadsheet with a couple of guys lamenting that they were down the bottom of the rankings. The conversation was mostly in jest, but I jumped in to remind the guys that the point of that particular exercise, the tracking of their baiting stats, is not set up to be a competition. The point is to have a bit of fun keeping track of our baiting. For some guys, the goal is to bait as much as they can in 2024. For some, they enjoy the fun of seeing what their online buddies are up to. Even the idea of as much as they can means different things to people within that group. Some guys have goals to edge for hours uncummed. For them, the time is the key column. For some, the goal is to bait with more buddies. For those guys, it's the who with column that's key. For me, it's about fitting the good edging sessions in whenever I can. One guy recently joined the group but said that he hadn't considered goals in terms of loads or time or anything like that. His baiting goal for 2024 is to be able to bait where desire and opportunity intersect. That's a great goal for his situation in life. They say opinions are like arseholes. Everybody's got one. And that's true. The longer version is opinions are like arseholes. Everybody's got one, and everybody thinks theirs smells nicer than everyone else's. If we translate that for betas, opinions are like genitals. Every beta's got them, and most people think theirs is nicer than everyone else's. When you apply that to the advice you're going to get, you've got to remember that a lot of people who give you advice think that their way is right or the best way to do it. But everyone's genitals are different, both in that metaphor and in real life. If you want to get to the nitty-gritty of that, I don't have an intact foreskin in my penis. I'm not going to be giving advice on baiting with an intact dick, even though I think my dick as it is quite nice. If this were my mental health podcast, now I would do a section on unsolicited advice. But in beta spheres, that isn't as big of an issue. Although I have been known to jokingly tell my buddies that they're not baiting enough. But some unsolicited advice does happen. I've seen it in the Proud Beta social group a bit. My advice on taking unsolicited advice has two parts. Firstly, accept that the beta that's offering that advice is usually only trying to help. If that advice doesn't align with you or what you're after, then the second part comes in. You can simply say, "Thanks, bro, but I'm looking more for," or, "Thanks, bro, I'll take that into consideration." I've been offered a lot of advice over my time, and I use the second one quite a lot, but more and more recently, I've been using the first quote. I think it's never a bad thing to let someone know of your expectations in any area of your life. There's a lot of talk at the moment in relationship advice about setting boundaries. I used to think this was limiting, but when you think of those boundaries in terms of your expectations in certain situations, then it can help align a lot of things in your life. These expectations also help when seeking advice. The more specific your questions or requests can be, the more chance you'll receive the advice you want. How do I improve my bait is a very general question, and if you're in the Proud Baiters social group, you're likely to get 100 or more different suggestions. How do I best incorporate lube into my session is a much more specific question, and while you'll likely get a few different answers, those answers will be closer to the thing that you're trying to work on. Having these goals and expectations also allows you to be selective in the advice you receive by not spending time reading blogs or listening to podcasts that are irrelevant. While I obviously want the download numbers of my podcast to be as high as possible, I don't expect a single gay man to listen to the episode on talking to your wife about baiting. It's irrelevant, and while they might like to listen to it out of curiosity or to hear another conversation about masturbation, it's unlikely they'll be able to take any major learning from it. Being selective also leaves you with a lot less to sort through. If you're going to take a lot of advice and try a lot of different things, then you're going to need to find a lot of time to bait. That's not a bad thing, but what you've got to remember is what you're aiming for and what you want to improve. All of this is to say that when taking advice, you've got to make that advice work for you. As a baseball coach, I've recently added this question when I'm throwing batting practice. What are you working on? At first, my players had to think for a little while, but now they seem to have an answer. One told me last week, "We have a regular umpire who calls low and outside, so I'm working on digging out low pitches late in a count." Sorry if this terminology is foreign to you, but it's an example of a coach seeking the best way to give advice and a player having a goal in mind when they approach that coach. I could easily have just thrown straight balls down the middle to this hitter, but by them telling me they were working low and out, I changed it up and we had a much more productive session. I've also started to ask my coach more specific questions. A new coach at the club in our previous season had a real focus on hitting technique. He worked with a lot of players on rebuilding their swing. I've been playing for 30 years. You know, if you do anything for long enough, then rebuilding it is tough. A beta chat recently was about which hand we bait with. So many guys have been baiting since the start with their right hand and admitted they couldn't even make themselves come with their left. I felt a little like this as this coach was trying to move my feet, then my knees, my hips, and then my hands. But I followed along. I hardly hit a ball in a game for the last month of the season. But at the start of this season, I went back to what felt comfortable. But of course, I still wanted to improve. I turned to the coach and said, "Just tell me if my hands are slow to the ball." After a few swings, they said, "Your swing is all hands, but it has been forever. You've just got to pick your pitch as well." This season I've hit over 500. For baseball fans, keep in mind it's local league stuff. For non-baseball fans, keep in mind that the pros at their level are happy with 300. So that sporting-related tangent is done. Let's get back to baiting. I encourage you as baiters to consider all of the advice that comes your way, but to work out for yourself how that fits into your baiting life. A guy in our Proud Baiters social group recently told me that he asked a long-time beta blogger about toys. The first question the blogger asked him was whether he wanted a sleeve to imitate anatomy or to enhance the baiting experience. Now that is a question of a proper advice giver. It made me think too about the next toy I want to buy. I'm tossing up whether to buy a Fleshlight launch or one of those fake arses. Like I said, I'm a dom top, so pounding a tight hole is something I love and I'm pretty good at, but as our discussion went on, I realised that it's the connection to a person that enhances the fuck session for me. So that made me think that maybe a latex ass isn't what I'm after. I doubt I'd get the same satisfaction out of slapping something that doesn't cry out at me when I do it. That being said, if anyone wants to buy me one, I'll be sure to give it a go and report back. After all, being an experienced baiter who can give advice on a variety of different experiences is a part of my goals. By all means, try different things. If someone suggests to you that you might like to go uncummed for a couple of days, give it a go. but you shouldn't think that it has to be a part of your baiting life regularly. If you find that going uncummed works for you, then add it to your repertoire. I've tried it and it doesn't quite work for me, but I have tried it. Have the confidence to try things, but the consideration to decide whether or not it remains a part of your beta-ness. My next solo episode is going to be on beta goals, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you to help you start to think about the ways in which you want to become the best beta you can be. But for now, keep seeking the advice you want, keep talking about your baiting, seeing what comes from it. Take things on board, work out how they fit into your beta life, and happy baiting. Thanks for listening to the Proud Baiters podcast. I'm Liam Williams.
And I'm baitmate Sean.
Keep up to date with the chat on the Proud Baiters Discord.
And if you want early access to every episode and a whole heap of extras, sign up to the Liam Williams Patreon.
Until next time,
happy baiting.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to give a shout out to some patrons. Thank you for your support, patrons who've been with me for a little while now. If you'd like to add your support, then patreon.com/Liam Williams is the place to go for that. I know I say it a lot, but it does make a huge difference to me being able to do the writing and create the podcast. And it also makes a huge difference when I see the little notification come up that someone is loving my work enough to chip in a little bit. Anyway, just want to shout out to Sean W, to Blake, to Alex H, to Yitzhak and Bryce G for their support. Thanks you very much. If you want to support, patreon.com/Liam Williams. Thanks.